Vanessa Black has big dreams.
Vanessa wanted the big house, the white picket fence, and the dog.
So she opens her heart to new love.
He was hitting those spots in her heart that nobody else could touch.
But behind closed doors, family secrets are kept hidden.
She will always tell us, you know, what happens in the house stays in the house.
Michelle, she sacrificed everything for you.
What kind of, it all just became like a kind of tumbling down type of thing.
And when emotions explode, no one could imagine the terror to come.
Officers are pushing me back and, you know, telling me don't come upstairs. And, you know, at that time, I already knew.
Love may be blind and marriage bliss, but divorce is murder. Native New Yorker Vanessa Black is passionate about dreaming big.
Even as a child, she wanted to learn everything there was to learn. She loved computers, she loved reading, she loved writing, loved everything.
But at 28, life takes a tricky turn. 7 months pregnant with her third child, she's recently separated from her husband.
A good guy, you know, he took care of his children, and he loved Vanessa.
They married very young, then began to grow apart.
Their breakup was sudden, you know. I don't think he really understand what the big breakup about.
Just when she's getting the hang of her new life, in walks Sheldon Sawyer.
Oh, let me help you with that.
Sheldon and my sister met at the school because she would drop her children off.
It's a beautiful baby you got.
I suspect you're trying to knock Denzel off the top of my list.
Well, let's hope it's working.
It is working.
Thank you.
You feel me?
This is me.
Okay. It's you. Hey, girl, why don't you give me your hand so I put my number in there?
I ain't ready to date nobody.
We just had a good time, though, right? It was fun.
Look, I'll tell you what. If you and I are meant to be,
uh-huh.
If you want to be with me, then you come back here in a year to the day.
Year to the day. Girl, life is short. Let's get it right now.
Year to the day.
Little does Vanessa know, she's in for a big surprise.
It's been a year.
She told me he was a romantic guy. And she said, girl, guess what? He came back a year to the day. I was like, no, you kidding me? She was like, a year to the day, even to the time.
Denzel has been officially knocked off the top spot.
Denzel ain't got nothing on me.
So they're beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
She seemed very, very happy.
It's not easy to find the time for a new romance. Vanessa is juggling a full-time job and three kids, Lanisha, Lachelle, and baby Lance.
My mom was very present in our home. She had a 9-to-5. When she wasn't at work, she would come home, cook us home-cooked meals every night. She made sure our homework was always done. She helped us do it if we had a hard time. Anything she wanted, she would just go out there and get it. If she had to work one or two jobs, she would do it to provide for herself and for her kids.
Ugh.
What's going on, Alicia?
I hate poetry.
Hold on, let me look. What's going on here? It's just about letting the words come out, you know?
I suppose no one knows how I can compose words into an art of poetry, floatery, and lyrical design. A design of words so greatly defined. My words can saw and swerve, and they can hit a nerve while they blend and bend, so you can see deep within. Try that, honey.
Vanessa was an accountant for the New York City Library. She was happy at work, but she also wanted to write her own book, which she did.
Like Vanessa, Sheldon's committed to getting ahead.
Sheldon had good work ethic. He liked to work. My mom was a go-getter.
Never stop believing.
He seemed like a go-getter to me as well.
But he's got a passion for something else, too.
I saw with my own eyes that he did love women. He would be staring them down the block. He's always had the eye for women.
Even so, Sheldon spends the next 6 months courting Vanessa and her kids.
There you go. Can you put that over there, too?
You know what? I know just what this table's missing.
Chocolate ice cream?
She said he would bring her roses, he would, you know, give her chocolate, he would give her jewelry, he would do everything for her. And he would take care of the kids, he would help her do everything, and that's what won her heart to him.
Just when it seems life is perfect, it gets even better.
What are you two up to? Did Sheldon put you up to this? What is going on?
Oh. When he wanted to propose to my mom, he asked us first, her kids. He kind of got the okay from us. And then he included us in the engagement process.
Get over here.
After dating for 3 years, they tie the knot.
They went all out. Big wedding. You know, everybody was excited because we just wanted to see her happy. And that made her happy.
It was a fun time. Everybody had fun. There was a ball.
Psychotherapist Stacy Kaiser and forensic psychologist Brian Russell are cautiously optimistic.
Sheldon's obviously smitten with Vanessa, and he's very romantic in the way he goes about pursuing her. Makes me wonder whether he might have a little bit of a rescuer idea going on in his mind, that he's going to come in and be the knight in shining armor who's going to be the husband for Vanessa, the dad to her kids, and it all sounds very nice and romantic, but it's a little harder than that in real life.
Anyone that's a parent knows that you don't really learn about the challenges of parenting until you actually are one. And so he's really being thrown in. And I actually give him a lot of credit for trying. And I think that that's part of what is going on with Vanessa. Vanessa's looking at this guy and saying, wow, he must be someone special if he's really willing to wait this long for me and to take on me and my children. I think that those two actually have a chance.
Quiet down, kids. It's still early.
Don't make me come out there now.
Vanessa and the kids then move into Sheldon's apartment.
Sheldon always wanted to be like the father. Very protective.
What are you up to?
Happy anniversary.
Honey, it's not even our anniversary.
What Every day doing? Is our anniversary, baby. Put that away. Let's go.
They were very loving, huggy-touchy, feeling, bae, you need me to do this, bae, what you want me to do, what you want me to cook. It was always togetherness, like a love that most people yearn for.
2 years later, Vanessa gives birth to a healthy baby boy, nicknamed Teddy.
Now, be careful.
Oh, come on now. I know how to hold my baby.
Oh, man. Look at him. My beautiful baby boy.
Sheldon was very excited. Oh, my God. He was excited through the whole thing.
It was definitely a happy time.
When Vanessa starts talking about moving south 3 years later, her sister doesn't get it.
I didn't think it was a good idea for Vanessa to move because her family is here in New York, but they just did not want to be in Harlem anymore.
Honey, I have an idea.
Vanessa wanted the big house, the white picket fence in the dark, and her own space. She said it would be good for her children. She wanted to give her children more.
The move is supposed to be the start of a new life.
I considered us like a happy family.
But it's the beginning of the end.
Things just became very weird in the house.
We just heard a loud scream.
Newlyweds Vanessa and Sheldon Sawyer are living a pleasant life in New York when they surprise everyone with the decision to move hundreds of miles away.
Hello, North Carolina and good riddance, Harlem.
She was just excited. Like, it was nothing you can say to make that girl change her mind. She was just excited to move.
Wow. To starting fresh.
Oh, you are good.
Vanessa and Sheldon find jobs right away, and the children try to settle into their new surroundings.
She would call and say how we all should move. We all should come down because it's so quiet and so peaceful, and the houses are so cheap.
Never stop believing.
I didn't really care to move to Charlotte. It was different, a lot different than Harlem.
What's your problem?
I hate it here.
But the move comes at a cost.
Lachelle, apologize to your mother right now. I'm not playing with you.
No, she should be apologizing for bringing us here, okay?
I didn't have issues with him until after we moved in.
Lachelle, she sacrificed everything for you.
I didn't view him as a father to me.
A year later, the tension deepens.
It was early morning. I was getting ready for school. I would get up before everyone's just so I could have time in the restroom and not have to rush myself. just feel this person like kind of bobbing their head back and forth, like looking through the entrance.
What, honey?
What's going on?
We just heard a loud scream, so we all ran to the bathroom. And then my sister just started yelling, like, he was looking at me, he was looking at me. So my mom was, you know, she was just confused and trying to figure out what was going on. And he was denying it.
Yeah, this ridiculous. She's bugging out.
The next night, he just, you know, kind of brushed it off as if, you know, she was seeing things.
Maybe it was just a shadow.
My sister, Lachelle, she was always like the outspoken, outgoing one. So, you know, everybody just chalked it up as, you know, Shay's crazy. You know, she doesn't, you know, whatever.
I knew exactly who it was, and I knew exactly what happened.
Listen, if you got an issue with me, then face me. But to accuse me of something like this, oh, you got problems.
I can tell, like, my mom was iffy about it, and my sister was kind of, like, iffy about it.
You don't believe me!
The relationship between us was bad, you know?
First of all, why does Vanessa's daughter accuse Sheldon of looking at her in the shower? Could be that Sheldon did it, which is heinous behavior. Could be that the daughter is behaving heinously, trying to frame him for it. And it could be just a misunderstanding. No matter what's going on, there's a big problem. There's a problem in that house, there's a problem in that marriage with respect to maybe boundaries.
We don't know 100% for sure if Sheldon was trying to look in on her daughter or not. But I really think that Vanessa has made a mistake here. She is so set on the big picture of the way the family is going to be that she's missing the fact that it's actually falling apart.
It's a deep rift to mend, but Vanessa stays focused on her goals.
She was getting their business straight now, getting to find out how to start purchasing this house, because that was very important.
Sheldon leaves the factory floor and starts working as a delivery driver and takes a second job as a security guard.
You barely ever saw Sheldon. If you did, he had on a uniform and he was going to sleep or he was working. When he wasn't working, he wasn't doing nothing.
In 2008, their hard work pays off.
Just remember how relieved she was and how excited they both was when, you know, they showed us the house and, you know, we were driving by it every day and they were telling us when we're gonna get the keys and it was a happy time.
Sheldon was very proud of that house. He loved the yard. She was very happy at that point with how her life was going, you know, moving along, as far as having a decent place to live.
Look at this, right? Look at this. Nice.
As they settle down, Vanessa and family join the local church.
We was always into church, but she kept us in church. My mom studied the Bible every day, every morning. Before she did anything else, she was studying her Bible and sipping her tea.
Why don't you go over there and say hello first?
And that's when she later on met Beverly. She was the minister.
Praise God for all the love he shows us.
Mercy, grace, and peace. Welcome. You and your family new here.
Is it that obvious?
Oh, y'all are too good looking.
Well, I like that. I think we're gonna be friends. I think we're gonna be best friends, I can tell.
Okay.
It was your instant connection. That smile, it was like it captivated me.
Even with her job, church, and family, Vanessa finds time to write. but Sheldon seems distant.
When Sheldon lived in New York City, he was very social. He had a lot of friends. He went out a lot more. When Sheldon moved to North Carolina, it kind of started to die down.
The family continues to pull apart.
I was hanging out, always hanging out, just trying to be out of the house, away from him. I was still really angry. I wasn't happy.
LaShelle decides to leave.
Things just became very weird in the house when LaShelle left. You know, we all knew why she moved.
The whole house is on edge.
Sheldon seemed like a lot more unhappy. I just didn't like care to be around him anymore. I don't know, he was just really grumpy.
Awesome, right?
Awesome. Boy, look at me. You got 2 seconds to take your shoes off. Take them off, man.
Sheldon was very hard on Teddy. He was really hard on him.
He just kind of, you know, just stopped showing that light and that love, you know.
Later, Lanisha has had enough, too.
I kind of moved to New York because I wanted to be back with my friends, and also, it kind of got a little depressing.
You know, she bought this big house for her kids. She took us, you know, out of Harlem, and, you know, now we can roam free, and, you know, this is the dream.
But her dream is about to be ripped away from her.
She was just saying she couldn't breathe.
He wanted her sole focus to be on him.
After 3 moves and 10 years of marriage, the strain of keeping the Sawyer household happy takes its toll. And Vanessa pays the price.
She was just like sitting there kind of breathing hard. And I walked in, she was just saying she couldn't breathe.
She was having a heart attack. She stayed in the hospital, came home 3-4 days later. After the heart attack, it was like she never had one.
Life returns to its hectic normal, with Vanessa working, writing, and keeping her family in order, while Sheldon continues to pull away.
It's time for church, hon. Are you coming?
He just stopped coming. She said, but you know what? It ain't even gonna bother me anymore. She said, because I gotta do this for myself. She really didn't feel good a lot, but you would never know it.
Then, 3 months after her heart attack, life delivers another blow on Christmas Day.
We all just finished opening gifts, and he just was complaining about his chest, and then he went upstairs to lay down, and we all heard like a thump from upstairs, and my mom ran upstairs, and there was him laying on the bathroom floor.
Lance! Lance! Call 911! Call 911!
His heart attack is more serious than Vanessa's. After being discharged from the hospital, Sheldon goes on disability.
That's when things begin to go downhill.
Things definitely changed after Sheldon's heart attack because he's just, you know, he stopped working.
I'm gonna go and see Bev, and we might go and grab something to eat.
Whatever.
Well, maybe when I come back, we can...
Yo, I'm busy right now. You can't see that? And I really don't need to hear about your schedule every time you go out. Okay?
Got it.
As if you, like, you know, looking for a challenge. Like, you know, you wanted to fight.
On top of that, they're struggling to make ends meet.
We definitely had to, like, you know, stretch out a lot of meals, you know, monthly, you know, kind of make meal plans and things like that.
She'd be upset, and I was like, what's wrong? He ain't even come to bed. He been on the patio all night smoking weed and on the phone. They was distant because he become mean. And you know how you live together, but you don't see each other, talk to each other, communicate? It was that. No communication.
When I think about life from Sheldon's perspective at this point, it's like the hits just keep coming. He's got financial difficulties. He's not on the best terms with his biological son, apparently. He's definitely not on the best terms with his stepkids.
He took everyone in and took care of them, and now he's nothing. He has no ability to take care of them financially. He's physically not the man that he once was. There's problems all over the family. And I think he's looking to escape onto the patio, smoking weed, instead of trying to empower himself and say, how can I get myself back up? There's a good chance that Vanessa is disappointed in him, not because he's not well, but because he isn't coping with his life. And she is somebody who sort of steps up and takes care of business. He doesn't seem to be that way. And so that has to be impacting their marriage.
Their solution, move out of North Carolina.
Sheldon was very excited. He's like, we're out of here, you know.
This is it. We going to Georgia.
At this point, the mortgage was behind, and they decided that they didn't no longer want to live here in Charlotte. They moved within 48 hours.
Within a few months, it becomes clear that all Sheldon and Vanessa have done is drag their troubles 400 miles south.
We kind of all just became like a kind of tumbling down type of thing.
Vanessa cracks.
Hey, hon. It's me. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm just tired.
She called me and I said, what's wrong?
I'm so tired of hiding things, you know?
I say, just tell whoever messing with you, just tell them. I say, you don't hold anything in.
No, you don't understand. It's him.
I say, him who?
Sheldon, like, I can't take it anymore. I just can't take it anymore. No, I'm just tired of hiding stuff.
She told me their marriage was in jeopardy. And she started telling me all the stuff that he had been doing.
I just can't do this anymore.
She said, girl, Sheldon has been cheating on me ever since we got married. She said, I just been hiding stuff.
Yeah, I'll call you later, okay?
She said, I can't do this anymore.
Then out of the blue, Vanessa gets a surprise from an old high school boyfriend.
He told her to come to New York and, you know, let's reconnect. I miss you and all this stuff. And she was so happy. And she says, I'm leaving. And I says, are you sure? And she says to me,
Yeah, she's like, I can't do this.
Why would you do that?
Sheldon, I'm gonna move back to New York. And I'm gonna take Teddy. I'm gonna be leaving here in about a week.
She sat down and explained to him that because of all the things that they were going through, she knew their marriage would no longer be working.
You know what? Do what you gotta do.
He agreed. He was okay with it.
But being okay just isn't enough when it comes to love and loss.
I just started feeling funny.
It's cold, he's wearing pajamas, no shoes.
I felt like in my soul, he was gonna not let her walk away.
After over 20 years in a crumbling marriage, Vanessa Sawyer tells her husband she wants out. She plans to return to New York, and Sheldon reluctantly agrees.
The atmosphere was crazy. You know, my little brother stayed to himself. He stayed in his room. Everybody was doing their own thing for just to kind of stay away. I wanted my mom to be happy and, you know, stuff like that, but it was just the normal that I knew of, you know, this guy who's been here, you know, this is Sheldon, you know.
When my mom told me that she was leaving Sheldon, she seemed like a weight was lifted off her shoulders. She seemed really happy, like she was glowing.
And I'm like, so what is Sheldon saying about this? She said, no, he's happy, he's okay, he's in a good place. I'm in a good place.
But back in Georgia, Sheldon shares a different story.
You know, I really love your mother.
He was kind of, you know, using me as a shoulder to lean on.
I just can't believe she's doing this to me. Well, to us.
You know, just saying how he would never do what she's doing to him and how, you know, she's going to leave and she's going to take my brother and he'll be alone.
Hey, you're a good kid. I'm gonna miss you guys.
And then he went on to say, you know, how, you know, he really loved me and, you know, appreciated us and gonna miss us and stuff like that and gave me a hug and that was kind of it. And he walked back in the house.
Sheldon is a disaster, and I believe at this point Vanessa is looking at the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years left of her life and feeling very helpless and feeling like there's going to be nothing that she can do to get him to make his life better, to change his behavior, and so she's decided that that's enough of a reason to end things.
And it seems like she's realized that it isn't healthy for him to behave the way he's been behaving, whether it's having affairs, smoking weed, not working as hard as he could, even with his health issues, all of that stuff. And it's not healthy for her to keep putting up with it.
After a busy week in New York, Vanessa heads back to Georgia to pick up Teddy and sort out her affairs.
I felt like in my soul, he was gonna not let her walk away. And I say, please get off the bus. She said, I'm gonna be okay.
Vanessa, Teddy, and Sheldon are at home while Lance is out running errands. Meanwhile, 400 miles away in North Carolina, Beverly gets a sudden urge to call her friend again.
When the phone picked up, I said, can I speak to Vanessa? And I hear screaming on the other end of the phone.
is it, Teddy?
He shot her.
Who?
He shot Mama.
Who, Teddy?
That wasn't probably going for about 15 to 30 minutes. And that's when my little brother calls me, and he tells me that, you know, he shot Mommy.
He shot my mama. He shot her. He shot her.
Lance races back home.
And as we're rushing to the house, we see a line of police cars. And lo and behold, we're following them.
It's okay, I live here. I love her. She's my bro.
I seen him crying. He was just sitting there crying and shaking up. And at that moment, I was just like, I'll get to him later. I need to know what's going on with my mom.
Mom!
I tried to run upstairs, and, you know, officers are pushing me back and, you know, telling me don't come upstairs. You know, at that time, I already knew.
The heartbreaking news travels fast.
I got a phone call from my brother, and he's just screaming like, he shot her, he shot her. I get a call from my sister. All I can hear is like this, you know, weird scream. And she said, Shay, he did it. He shot Mommy. And so I kind of got numb, kind of dropped my phone, and I got dressed and went to my sister's house.
Sheldon is nowhere to be found. Teddy is the only witness.
You never want to work it out with me. I'm here.
I'm trying to work this out with you. I can't do this.
He describes that Vanessa and Sheldon, his mom and dad, were arguing.
I gotta go. Goodbye, Sheldon. What are you doing?
You're not going
anywhere. You understand that?
What are you talking about? What are you doing?
What am I doing?
What's going on with you? What is wrong with you? Sheldon, get that away.
Shut up! Teddy!
No!
At some point, Sheldon called him upstairs.
Teddy!
No, you can't do this in front of Teddy. No, you can't do this. No, Teddy!
Shut up!
No, Teddy! Teddy, go! Teddy, you gotta go! You gotta go! No! Stay back! Teddy!
This is what happens.
You can't do this to me.
When you're not honest with me.
You gotta go! Stop!
When Vanessa's son goes outside to call 911, the neighbor sees the son. He's upset. He's wearing pajamas. He's not wearing shoes. It's cold outside. He sees that this young man is terrified. He's crying. He's trying to talk to a 911 dispatcher, and the neighbor takes over at that point. Before that neighbor entered into the apartment to check on the victim, he actually saw Sheldon fleeing the apartment, and he ran right past the neighbor. There were still some unfired bullets laying there as if someone had pulled them out of a drawer, maybe to reload or take them with them.
But if he's reloading, who's his next target?
What's the move? What's the next plan for Sheldon Sawyer?
I was so nervous, I didn't even really want to leave the house.
Vanessa Sawyer is dead, shot 13 times by her husband, Sheldon. And no one knows where he is.
The concern is, what's the move? What's the next plan for Sheldon Sawyer? You have detectives that are talking with family, talking with friends, and they're trying to track down where Sheldon Sawyer's going next. Who's he looking for safe shelter, or to hide him, or to get him from point A to point B?
The press is advised. A large-scale manhunt is launched. Then a man matching Sheldon's description is seen at a nearby college, less than a mile from the crime scene.
What do they need to do? Do they need to block roads? Do they need to shut down the parking deck or keep people locked in classrooms?
The police take no chances and put the campus on lockdown. At the same time, friends and family anxiously wait for news.
I was really nervous. I don't know where he could have been. I was so nervous, I didn't even really want to leave the house.
We was just really scared about where he might have been.
The next morning, Lanisha hears from him.
I was up because I couldn't sleep. 7 in the morning, I get a phone call, and it's his number on my call ID. And I just started screaming, but I didn't answer the phone. I just immediately called the detective and let them know so they could try to track the number. He left a message. He said, "I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry. I killed your mom. I'm so sorry. He said, "I didn't mean to."
The police track Sheldon down, and Vanessa's family are informed of his arrest.
In that moment, I just hated him. In that moment, I wish that he had killed himself.
Sheldon is taken into custody.
He reads him his rights, and initially, Sheldon doesn't want to talk to him. But before the detective can leave the room, Sheldon starts talking.
"You know there was love in that house? You know, she's the one that started all this, right?"
When Sheldon's describing the personal relationship between Vanessa and him to the detective, in his perception, he thought things were going okay.
"I provided for her and the kids, because they were easy to love."
He's the man of the house. He's the breadwinner, the father, husband, the caregiver. He's losing all of that.
"How are you not gonna show me gratitude after everything I did, all the sacrifices I made? I took care of you, I took care of your kids, and this is the thanks I get? Really?" "Flaunt that in my face? Yeah." I snapped.
And then that is when he shot her.
Sheldon talks for nearly 2 hours without once asking after Teddy or showing any remorse.
In the interview with Sheldon, the detective gets the feeling that he wants you to see it his way, as to, "This is why I did this. This is why I was pushed to this point, and this is where it brought me. And now you're going to treat me this way." And that's where domestic violence is altogether. It's about that control.
"You know, there was love in that house at first."
Sheldon Sawyer is charged with aggravated assault, cruelty to children, possession of a firearm, and one count of felony murder. He enters a not guilty plea.
"I made this decision to take my brother because I made a promise to my mom. And I remember her asking me a few years prior to the incident, if anything was to ever happen, would you take in Teddy? And I said, 'Yeah, but mom, I don't want to talk like this.' And she was just saying, like, 'It's life, like, it's just life.'"
"So, what do you say?"
Teddy moves to New York with Lanisha. Sheldon Sawyer goes to trial 2 years later.
"I still couldn't understand him pleading not guilty when all the evidence was there. I mean, you did it."
But after the jury hears testimony from just one witness, the trial is over. Teddy takes the stand and tells the court what happened that morning.
And after hearing that, Sheldon's attorney and he converse, and they go ahead and enter a guilty plea.
Sheldon Sawyer is sentenced to life in prison.
Up to now, Sheldon has seemed like a guy who bit off more than he could chew when he was 25 years old. And now we see that there was a monster inside that mind this entire time. The kind of a human being who kills a child's mother in front of the child, his spouse or not, is a monster. And that kind of monster is always inside there.
Earlier in this story, I believed that Sheldon's depression might actually leave him hating himself. But I'm now seeing that Sheldon was actually busy growing hatred towards everyone else because he's entitled. And that now makes me think that he felt entitled to lurk when his stepdaughter was taking a shower. He felt entitled to interface with other women in his relationship. And he felt entitled to kill his wife with his son standing by watching.
I want people to remember my mom as a strong person, as a funny person, a warm person, a loving person, a person of morals, a person of many values. Just an all-around great being.
One thing he can't take away from me, he can't take away my memories. He can't take that.
I would want people to remember her laughter, her strength, her going after everything that she dreamed of.
I miss talking to my mom. I used to talk to my mom for 3 hours, at least 3 hours a day. Just on the phone talking. And if we didn't have anything to talk about, we would just listen to each other breathe on the phone.
It's crazy because now my mom can also see our pain and what we go through. But thankful we have her to kind of protect us in a way. I feel she's protecting us.